From NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan.
It's just my Japanese cigarette case. Bring a mirror to my face. Let all my memories be gone.
And this is the sound of Spoon. Their music at times is spare and often contagious. The new record from this Texas band is called Ga, 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 and it could be referring to a simple two-chord pattern of G and A for one of the songs on the new CD. They can be that minimalist. This song is called Japanese Cigarette Case. At Spoon, with Britt Daniel on guitar and doing the singing, Jim Eno's on the drums. The band's from Austin, Texas, and the new CD is called Ga 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 Ga. It's self-produced, except for the bombastic cut called The Underdog, and that one's produced by John Bryan. There's an expectation when I listen to pop music, almost all music really, that after a phrase is stated, it'll go somewhere, develop somehow. And that's often the musical journey. That's the language of music, the call and response it happens. But listen to the group The Fields, and it's what never happens that makes their new CD so much of an adventure. A phrase gets played, or maybe sampled, and then, it's like not completing the sentence. Listen to this song, it's called A Paw in My Face. The Field, which is in fact one guy named Axel Vilner, and he's from Stockholm. The new CD by The Field is called From Here We Go Sublime. In the 1970s and early 80s, Laurie Anderson was using tape loops to make music. Anderson had a modified violin, and it had a magnetic tape machine playhead, like the playhead on your cassette player. And she had a violin bow. And that bow, instead of horsehair, had recording tape on it. And she'd take that bow and play it across that recording tape head. And the oddest sounds would come out of her violin. It's one of the many creative elements that went into Laurie Anderson's performance art. Eventually, she became a recording artist, made a few good records. None as spectacular and revelatory as a performance art, but her first few records are a treat. Nonsuch Records has just reissued Big Science. That was her first major label release in 1982. The record holds up well after 25 years. Give a listen to the opening track called From the Air.
This is the time.
Laurie Anderson from her first full-length album called Big Science. The song was From the Air. It's All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. The next tune features a jazz legend, trumpeter Eddie Gale. Read about Eddie Gale, and you'll see a list of the great jazz artists from the 1960s, artists like John Coltrane, Miles Davis, and Cecil Taylor. I saw Eddie Gale play when he was with the Sun Ra Orchestra. He's a very good and sometimes haunting improv player. Now the 66-year-old trumpeter is jamming with a psychedelic improvisational band from the West Coast. Both the name of the band, Mushroom, and the CD title, Joint Happening, are more than a clue to what's in store on this record. Give a listen to this tune called Our Love. That was Mushroom, joined by Eddie Gale on the trumpet, and a tune called Our Love. The CD's called Joint Happening. For their third album, Interpol has fine-tuned a sound that often seemed derivative and made it completely their own. Now, instead of hearing Joy Division when I hear those dark guitar sounds and that deep, creepy voice, I know I'm hearing Daniel Kessler and Paul Banks. There aren't great breakthroughs for the first major label CD. The final cut called Lighthouse comes the closest, but there are great songs. This song is clearly my early favorite. It's called No I in Threesome. Interpol's first major label CD is called Our Love to Admire, and that song was called No I in Threesome. The Smashing Pumpkins are back, or at least half the band is. 7 years after the group broke up, frontman Billy Corgan and drummer Jimmy Chamberlain have reunited. There's a new album and a tour. Bassist Melissa Oftemar and guitarist James Iha aren't part of the reunion. But to be fair, the Smashing Pumpkins pretty much was the Billy Corgan show. After all, he wrote the songs and played lead guitar, and sang. The new CD with drummer Jimmy Chamberlin is a bit of a hit and miss, but a definite reminder of why the Smashing Pumpkins were so huge in the 90s. The CD's called Zeitgeist, and this song is Bleeding the Orchid. I'm Bob Boylan, along with producer Robin Hilton. For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.